Hey, kids!
Don't challenge him in a pizza-making contest. Dating 101.
What's he going to?
Probably 11:30 at night.
What's a flock of chads called?
The burning of the bosoms.
Me in senior year with that one girl.
I should go water.
Freaking crushed
we
that.
We even gave him a bonus one. Okay.
All right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 12. Of the Ram Talk Podcast. My name is Tayson. Alongside me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, Matthew Jepson. Today, we're actually in person. Notice how I didn't say via the power of the internet,
because
we are in person. We can touch and stuff like that, because we're cool. All right. We're here. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you are, which, by the way, if you're not watching this on YouTube, I feel it's like kind of like a curse every time I say that at Matthew's house and then it doesn't go up on YouTube.
Right. There's been a couple episodes last season.
Yeah. But hey, listen, we're past that. We're better now. Season 3. Anyways, we're here today on this beautiful
Saturday.
It is Saturday. Wow.
5:27 p.m.
Yeah.
July 23rd.
It is. Look at that.
2022, by the way. I know you're wondering, when was this year recorded? I mean, when was this recorded? You know what I mean. off to a great start for me.
Oh, dude. Killer start. Anyways, Matthew, please tell me about your week. Tell me about your last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about last week, guys.
No episode last week because we don't actually like doing this podcast.
Because we suck.
Anyways, please tell me about your last 2 weeks and then I'll go and we can play some games or something.
Yeah,
how
I don't
does
even
the show go?
Random time. My last 2 weeks have been good, man.
Let's go.
Can you scoot over? To
oh my bad.
Our
my
knees
bad,
are
my
touching.
Bad, my bad. My bad.
And
sorry.
I kind of
liked it, so I didn't want to move. But
should we do a dating 101, like first date?
Touch knees. Hey man, the last time I touched knees with a girl, it didn't work out. So anyways, shout out to you though. I made a TikTok about it last night. I was like, I found this sound. This is important. I mean, unimportant.
This is important.
Listen. I saw this TikTok sound that it was just kind of ironic because I heard it, but I saw this TikTok sound. And it was like, let's take a look at one of the biggest bag fumblers of all time. And then it was like some guy named Keith or something.
Probably.
And so like I made a TikTok with the sound. And I was like, let's take a look at one of the biggest bag fumblers of all time. Me in senior year with that one girl. And yeah, because I fumbled that bag for sure. But hey, it's okay. That was like over a year ago, which is crazy, by the way.
I know.
It doesn't feel like that long.
It's been a minute, yeah.
But
yeah, it's almost like in a couple of weeks here, it's been our first time we ever recorded like for YouTube.
Yeah. Coming up on our 1 year YouTube anniversary. YouTube anniversary.
Are we getting a sponsorship for that?
Probably, yeah.
YouTube, hit us up.
Hit us up. Or don't.
Here, we'll put the email right here.
I feel so like there. I feel like I need like a laptop or something. I gotta step up my game, bro.
You want a microphone? I got you. I'll bring a laptop for you. Talk about your week.
Okay.
Or say something. Because I want to be here while
I'm here. But Matthew doesn't want to hear about my week. Okay. But yeah, so anyways, it was kind of a rough situation. You know, I liked her and I'm I liked her. I think she liked me back, but you know, I got too nervous and I ended up ghosting her because I suck.
On, but hey,
that they don't need to know that.
The aesthetics are on.
Should we like angle them? Does it look better if we angle it? Like, does it look cool?
This is a little off frame. Yeah. Okay.
Sick.
Check us on YouTube. Still figuring this
check
out.
Check us out on YouTube.
YouTube.com.
If Matthew doesn't cut that out, which I hope he does, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
Hey man, that's not me. That's Editor Matthew.
Facts, my bad.
Editor Matthew. He does whatever he wants.
He's a legend.
He listens to you sometimes.
What is Editor Matthew going to do with these gunshots? I really wish instead of it sounding like an actual gun, I really wish it was just like some guy just being like,
that would be epic. See these.
Yeah,
right
let's
here?
Make our own.
That's for us. Okay.
Are they? Nope. It just made a little.
It's a microwave button.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
My
so
week...
Matthew, yes.
Sorry about
your weeks. Your weeks. My, you know, like I said, it was a long time ago. It's all good.
My week's been good. The first week that we didn't record, I guess, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We went on a little Family road trip.
Whoa, last time we recorded was at Anders, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Death Star.
We'll edit that out.
Classified location. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Season 3, episode 12, Danish on the Death Star. Go check it out. It was a blast.
Oh, dude, banger.
Shortest episode so far, but I liked the shorter episodes. They're fun.
Sure. And, by the way, if you go check it out on YouTube, there is some bonus content at the end because we did a little game between Isaac and Anders, which, by the way, Isaac and Anders were on that episode. And they ended up tying, so we needed to do something for sudden death, and they did something that was absolutely epic. So go check it out on YouTube. I don't know.
We'll always stay for YouTube.
Did it make it for the audio only?
Nah, because okay, I just don't cool. want to get that.
I like it. Yeah.
It's better on YouTube.
It would be way too confusing anyways. You'd be like, what's going on?
Yeah, sure. But go watch the episode so you know what happens.
That should be a TikTok clip, you know?
On the Ram Talk Pod,
the sudden death, what they did? Yes. Jake, by the way, go follow us on TikTok at Ram Talk Pod so you can go see it.
Dude, look at our plugs.
Get
our plugs out early, you know, so you guys know.
outlet.
Freaking basketball. Dude, okay. High school basketball tryouts, open gyms.
I really want to play basketball. We're doing a podcast, so it's okay.
I stare at the camera. It's your fault, listeners. We're doing this for you. Every time I said outlet,
yeah,
I don't like the word outlet anymore because of basketball, high school mm-hmm. basketball tryouts, open gyms. That's what that you would say. Hey, right. outlet. No one would pass.
Try to push the ball in transition. Try to get down the court so you can get an easy bucket.
People apparently
don't like easy points, which doesn't make any sense to me, but that's okay.
Just give me the ball every time.
Cause I wasn't there.
Anyways,
Matthew,
last week.
Tell me about
it. Yeah, last week we went up.
Tell me a fun story.
Up north, not accidentally. Because it wasn't planned, but it wasn't like, whoa, you know?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so up in Weber State.
Yeah.
Isaac, the day before, Isaac's like, yo, does anyone want to come to the drum corps?
Oh, yeah.
Performance.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way, my family's actually going there, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, really? And then we were planning to see if you could come. Anyways, I meet up with Isaac there, which is a fun time. Shout out Aaliyah, too.
Shout out to Isaac and Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Y'all pretty cute together.
Facts. We'll put a picture up here. I'm just kidding. just in stick figures, so they get that.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Let me check that off my list as I was talking about. So we just stayed up in the Ogden, Layton, Farmington area.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. They all kind of blend up there.
Yeah, it's fine.
And this is a funny story. Not funny. I should not hype up my stories because I don't know if they're that funny.
Let the people decide if it's funny, okay?
And we'll put in some laughing for my self-esteem. But we're staying in a hotel, and it's like probably 11:30 at night.
What a funny time.
Anyways, the key to comedy. Timing.
Timing.
Okay, it's about 11:30 at night.
Okay.
And the rest, we have two rooms, okay?
Yeah.
Just the older kids are staying in one room. Mm-hmm. And then me and my younger brother decide to go downstairs in the lobby, see if there's any late night snacks out.
Okay.
See if there's, you know, hot chocolate out.
Right.
Okay. So we go down the lobby. And first of all, the guy staying on the desk is just staring us down. Like, what are you doing? So we're like, okay, just keep walking. Go back to the back where there's like the breakfast area is. Right?
Okay. There's some Fruit Loops or something, you know?
Midnight snack. And then.
Which, by the way, it's really funny. At the place that I work, we sell some soap that is rainbow cereal scented or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. Like every time somebody comes in and like smells it, they're like, that smells just like Fruit Loops. And I'm like, duh.
I mean, no. And Tazen got fired
because it's
dude,
I'm like,
speaking
I'm
of Tazen, like, it's customer reviews, bro.
Listen, we'll get to that.
Okay, I'll pull up.
But, shout out to that picture. I was going to say, like, I'm glad that you like it, or I'm glad that you think it's realistic, because, like, you know, people try really hard to make it realistic. But it's just kind of funny that they're like, whoa, like it actually smells like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Like imagine going to like a gas station and being like, it smells like gas in here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Not that
I know anything about smells. Because I don't.
Because you can't smell.
What do you
I'm getting your review.
Notice how Matthew had to use the laugh track button because it's not actually funny, so nobody laughed.
Okay, I'm getting the review pulled up, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, cool.
So, anyways, we're in the lobby, and we're seeing if there's hot chocolate.
But okay.
There's not. It's just, like, coffee and other stuff.
Yeah.
But my brother just grabs one of the coffee cups, you know.
Well, but, and 11:30 p.m. is not a great time for coffee.
I don't think so.
No.
If you are a coffee drinker, let us know in the comments below. But
when do you drink your coffee? 11:30 p.m.
But so he just
none
he
past
just,
nine. Just fill,
definitely not. Yeah. He just fills his cup up with just hot water. So this coffee cup, he just puts hot water.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe grab some like sugar or something. Okay. I don't know what he was thinking. We wanted hot chocolate. We just
hot sugar water.
Hot sugar water.
I like it. Okay.
Are you a cup of hot sugar water? Because I don't want you.
Because I want to drink you up.
That's a pickup line you can use if you're struggling out there.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Please.
We're walking back to the elevator.
You can have that one for free.
Find our other ones at tastingmattyjokes.com. We're walking back to the elevator, and this other guy just comes.
Okay.
First, what's the elevator etiquette? Like, do you – isn't there
like – what do you mean?
Do you ask them what floor they're on, and you take them to that floor first?
If you're already in the elevator and then somebody else comes in behind you, I think it's usually pretty courteous to say like, oh, what floor? I'll hit it for you, you know?
Yeah. But is that after you pushed your button? You know what I mean?
Well, because normally if you get into an elevator, you get in and push your button. So then if somebody else is coming behind you after you've already pushed yours, then like, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the situation. We kind of get in at the same time. But me and my brother, we beat him just barely.
I just think whoever's closest to the button hits. I would say. What I would do is I would ask the other person or people, and I would say what floor or whatever, and then I would hit theirs first. But okay. That's just me.
So they were on the. This is just like a dad. He was going to the third floor.
Okay.
And I think we were on the second.
Okay.
But we got there basically at the same time.
Where were you guys going?
We were going to the second. He was going to the third. Does that make sense?
You already.
No, here's, I'm just setting it up where we live. where
we live. Are. Okay.
Okay, so he's going to the third. Okay. I know I'm going to the second.
You're going to the second.
So I'm like.
Are you going up or down?
We're going up. Because the lobby. That's the
so, place. I mean.
What would you do?
It would make more sense to use first because it's closer.
Right. That's what. Okay. But I wasn't thinking because I don't think at 11:30. Especially when I got my hot sugar water. I
exactly.
I go
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, he's just.
What are you going to? Tell me now. Third floor. We're going to my.
So, but he kind of speeds up as soon as we step in. So now we're at the same time. None of us has pushed any buttons yet.
Good.
So it's just us three, me, my brother, and this random dude. And then, and then he's, so I go, I'm like, hey, what floor are you going? Because I thought that's what you do regardless.
Right? Yeah.
So I go, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, oh, third. And so I didn't want to be like, ah, we're going to mine first. Second floor. Okay.
Yeah.
But so I just hit.
I think. And I could be wrong. I don't know a whole lot about elevators, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter what order you press them in. It's just going to go to the closest one first. Like if you're for say on like the base level, I don't think it would go to three and then back to two.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would just, I think it goes chronologically like that. It doesn't matter what order you press them in.
We need
but
to watch
I could be wrong.
We need
I'm
to
not.
Watch it, like how it's made on elevators right now.
Right now.
Anyways.
Random is, talk react.
This is just a dumb, I don't know even know why I'm telling this story. I just thought it was funny to write
okay.
down. And so then I'm
so,
like,
but it's a good opportunity
so go,
to talk about elevator etiquette, which
right.
not a lot of people
so you guys
know about.
Know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So
next time
I go,
you're on an elevator.
I go, what floor you are? He's like, oh, three. So I hit the third floor.
Oh, three.
Oh, three. He's like, oh, three. He didn't talk a lot. He's like, oh, three. Oh, three.
That's what year I was born in.
He's actually got a mask on and a hood. He's, I think he had a knife in his pocket too. It's kind of scary. That was a bit I made up. Okay, anyways. That's a tough
That
crowd.
Was intense.
That
yeah.
was a long
My
one.
I didn't know it was going to be that bad.
The sound effects are back, baby. We're getting them working.
Here, wait. Welcome back to Random Talk Skits.
You can't fire me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I hit the third floor button first.
Okay.
And it's always awkward what to do in the elevator. You know, it's like, oh, that's
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
awkward.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
Not yeah, not a great time for small talk, but
it's
also.
It's 11:30
yeah.
at night. And so he decides to start the conversation. And
ooh.
He just goes, nothing like some late night coffee, huh? just to like these two young kids, right? I'm not young, but like I'm 18, he's 13.
Or you're 19.
And back to one, guys.
So this guy gets in the elevator.
He's like, and I'm just kind of like that way. Like, I'm just going to roll with things. I'm like, it's actually hot water.
Yeah. It's actually hot sugar water.
that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to say that.
So, I'd probably just like get out on my phone or something. Like, instead of trying to spark conversation.
Well, I didn't even have my phone.
Okay. Okay.
Because it was like back at the room.
I'd just probably touch some buttons or something. We're going every floor.
But he strikes up the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I was totally fine. It's just an awkward 20 seconds.
Yeah, probably just like, oh, no, it's hot chocolate or something like that, you know?
Yeah, but I wasn't really thinking that much.
Okay.
Because of my hot sugar water.
Hot sugar water.
Get some crazy. He was like, yeah, it's so good. You want some? You want some? Wait, go back. I'll get you some. We drink it together.
This is now a new character on the show. Hot sugar water.
Hot sugar water Matthew.
Yeah. And well, I didn't even have it. It was my brother, but anyways.
Okay, yeah. But you had some though. You were low key sipping on it too.
And it was like in a coffee cup, so it makes sense to like, you know, coffee.
Yeah.
And instead of like explaining to him that I was not, because that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
It's actually I actually got some hot water and then dumped a bunch of sugar in it.
Yeah.
And stirred around. And it's not coffee.
Yeah.
Like, so okay, I'm sorry. Weird. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. So I just go. My brother just looks at me like, "What should we say?"
Yeah.
I'm just like. Yeah. Yep. Like that. Check out my face on YouTube.
The key to comedy.
Yeah.
Is the
hot sugar water in the elevators. Okay.
We never used that button.
I didn't mean to. Yay! You guys, I'm sorry. The sound effect overload.
Dude, when we do the yay of the day, we should like do that after we say it. Like my yay of the day is nachos. Yay!
You know? Okay, I don't even know my yay of the day. But
me neither.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I do. I think I wrote it down. That doesn't help because my phone isn't in my possession right now. But that's okay.
I'll just think
about it really hard.
Now I just made this elevator trip even more awkward by just like
being like,
I just thought it was. I just had to write it down for a podcast story to waste 17 minutes of an episode. So that's the end of the story. And then my brother tried not to laugh after. Like, because I go, just like, you know, coffee.
Yep.
And he goes, like,
was that the end of the conversation?
And he didn't say anything. Yeah, that was the end. And I drop him off. I get out safely. And then we go back to my floor.
You're not going
to
walk me to the door?
But yeah. Anyways, I got to get better, man. Drive-thrus, elevator conversations.
Hey, listen, talking is hard. Talking to people is hard.
And we have a podcast.
Being social is very difficult.
Check that off. But yeah, that's week one. I have stuff for week two. But how was your week one? If you can remember.
Well, I didn't actively take notes, so it's going to be a little bit difficult. So I'll just give a brief summary of my 2 weeks. It was good. I was going to say, I've hung out with you guys in the last 2 weeks, right? Like you and Isaac?
I feel like last week we did. Doing something.
Yeah. Because this week you were gone. Yeah. Last week, did we do? No, we didn't. Because I was like, there's always next week. And you were like, nope. So I don't think we
probably
had last
something
week
earlier
either.
In the week, like Monday or Tuesday.
Anyway, so I was just going to say, maybe I hung out with my friends. And maybe I didn't. I don't remember. I definitely worked a ton, which is great because money. But
you want to share the review that you got?
Oh, yeah. So at work, I don't know if this was in the last 2 weeks because I have zero concept of time.
Further.
There was a little situation at my work where something fell and broke, and you know it was glass, so there's like you know little shards everywhere, and so
you work at like Bath and Body Works,
yeah.
So there's like candles,
right? Yeah, okay. I just see the only thing about that is like now if I say anything bad, they're gonna listen to this and fire me because I. You know, because I said something bad. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say anything bad. I love my job.
There's that for you.
Yeah, okay.
But something falls off the shelf.
Am I expecting to read this?
Okay. Well, I can read it or you can
read
it. This is the review he got left on Google.com.
So, sure. All right. We walked in expecting nothing less than a quick stop on a Tuesday afternoon. We walked out. With scents, smiles, and friendship that will last longer than the discounted air fresheners we got for our car. During our quick visit, a candle unfortunately fell onto the shelf and onto the floor. In that moment, not only did the employees race to go clean it up faster than you can say Bath and Body Works, but they left nothing behind. No shards of glass. No shell of danger. Taysen, the employee who took care of us that day, would go on to earn Employee of the Month and become our best friend. Till next time, Bath and Body Works. Till next time.
That's kind of honest to write that.
That sounds like it could be a description for one of our episodes on Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like probably the same person wrote that.
Matthew Jepson wrote this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dude, I took time to write that. I was proud of myself. I bet you did. That's some good writing. Explain the story.
So Matthew wrote that or whatever, and shout out to that video. And so anyways, like a day or two ago, yeah, 2 days ago, at the time of recording, sorry. So Thursday, one of my people who's above me, so technically my boss, but not like the boss, but just, you know, relative to my position, was like, hey, Taysen, did you see your Google review shout out? And I was like, I think so. You know, like, I think I'm thinking of the right one. Cause like, I'd seen it the day that Matthew and Isaac had come, like probably like 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
And, so Matthew wrote that and then he sent it to me. And I was like, this guy, like, you're about to get me like fired or something. I don't know.
Why would I get you fired?
I don't know.
It was five stars.
They're just going to be like,
it was five stars.
What is this tampering? But anyways,
bro. Yeah, well, the context is me and Isaac were hanging out, then we wanted to go visit you at work.
Yeah.
So we went, and you were fortunately working there, and so we just goofed off. Not goofed off, but I goofed off. Isaac was there to go shopping for,
yeah,
you know, air fresheners for the car. But I was just giving you a hard time, and then something fell off the shelf.
Yeah.
Probably a candle or something.
It was a candle.
We were there for probably like an hour.
Yeah.
Just in this store.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, I appreciated it. You know, it was a very easy hour to work.
So your boss then.
I appreciate it.
2 weeks later.
And then, because, you know, I mean, we don't like check our Google reviews every day.
You don't,
but maybe actually. Okay, sorry.
There's just a monitor.
Allow me to speak for myself and say I don't check our Google reviews every day. Maybe somebody does. But anyways, yeah. Like 2 weeks later, one of my bosses was like, "Hey, Taysen, like, did you see your Google review show?" I was like, "Yeah, like, I think so, maybe or whatever." And so then she like comes out to show me, and I was like, wait, before you show me, I think I know what you're talking about. So I pull up the screenshot that Matthew sent to me. Elevator etiquette. That's funny. I pull up the screenshot that Matthew sent to me. I was like, is it this one? She's like, yeah, it's that one. I was like, oh yeah.
Did you like explain it?
I kind of spoiled the surprise. Yeah. Well, just because, like, nobody, like, no stranger would really say something like that. They'd be like, oh, a candle fell, but, like, Taysen cleaned it up or whatever. So, like, good job, Taysen.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, we walked out with friends and
that's
memories.
That's a funny thing.
Like,
my writing was great, though. It's a great piece of writing.
Yeah.
It's good. Hey, dude, it's fun to leave nice reviews. Mm-hmm. Funny reviews for
funny
stores.
Reviews, yeah.
So, anyways.
It is. It is a nice little surprise, especially just because not all of them are always so positive. But yeah. That's okay.
Dude.
Hey, listen, there are haters
out
there.
You got a couple, like, three-star, two-star reviews. I had to leave something nice.
No, there are some haters, for sure. But listen, I've been nice to everybody that's come in and at least interacted with me, so.
You do a great job, dude.
Thank you.
You really do.
I appreciate it.
It's fun to see you in that type of environment, just working.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You should have seen me at that pizza place, bro.
Yeah.
I was whipping. Well, because, okay, sorry, this is off topic.
Let's get into our old time jobs here on the show.
Yeah. Because when you're somewhere for long enough and you don't have that crazy of a list of responsibilities, I'm talking about a previous job, you kind of get almost like too good at it, where I want to say, not like just going through the motions, but like you get really confident in what you're doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're just kind of like doing it, and it's like kind of, it's become second nature to a certain degree. And so I feel like if you would have come in, you would have been like, whoa, like you would have been really, because listen, not to flex, I was just really good at my job.
Are we talking about pizza place?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not particularly bad at my current job. I'm still pretty new, so I'm trying to figure everything out.
You did a great job, though.
Thank you.
That's our review for taste.
Yeah, I had one good day, and it was the day you came in. No. But yeah, so I think, like, personally, I feel like, because I was pretty familiar with the history of the store, like, kind of before me, you know, I was able to go in there a couple of times because I knew some people that worked there, and, you know, I was able to kind of check out the situation. And I gotta be honest, I think I might, like, if we're talking like all time employees at that pizza place,
top five,
top two, not two. Wow. Man,
you think?
Yes.
They should have kept track of your stats.
They should have.
How many pizzas do you think you made?
Like a lot.
Like more than 500?
That was actually the number I had in my head, okay, to be completely honest. But I wouldn't think you're crazy if you said more than five. If you're smashing on that.
Okay, so what? Yeah. Segment what, time. Okay, hold on.
Welcome to sports betting.
So how long did you work there?
Like a year.
A year.
Yeah, give or take.
How often a week?
Probably like
twice a week? Because you're still during school, right?
Probably like 3 or 4 times a week, yeah.
Okay, so 3 or 4 times a week.
Just because, like, I'm thinking weekend. I didn't work Sundays very often, but I was usually working Saturdays and Fridays and probably like a Wednesday or Tuesday in there. So, yeah. Like,
so you're thinking like maybe
3 or 4 times a week, yeah.
In your career as a pizza maker.
Yes.
500 pizzas.
Oh, so we're doing the math.
We're
here.
Doing stats.
Okay. So I was there for a year.
Triple double. He's averaging triple double every
year. I was there for
a year.
He gets
traded.
Bro.
Dude, do you think you're worth a first round pick?
Yes.
Newcomer coming out?
Yes. Yes.
5 first round picks.
Yes.
For you to get traded to another pizza place.
Yes. Because the only reason I'm so confident is because throughout my year, I mean, you know, we brought in some people from all walks of life, but we brought in people that, like, directly from other pizza places, like,
there's a lot of pizza places over in that area.
Yeah. And so like they would come in and they would be like, you know, they would be familiar with like pizza making, but they wouldn't be familiar with our way. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that it's drastically different or anything. It just, you know, every store is different. And so, like, I would just kind of watch them or whatever, and I'd be like, with all due respect, I'm just a lot better at my job than you. And listen. Tayson is not, I'm not a third person. I don't like to gas myself up too much. I try to be very realistic with, like, myself and, like, who I am and my capabilities and my skills and weaknesses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of things that I will, honestly, well, okay, because there are things I love to do and there are things that I genuinely think I'm good at, and those aren't always the same. Like, for example, I love to write, but I don't think I'm a great writer. I love to play basketball, but I don't think I'm a great basketball player.
Not yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Summer workout after
this. And that's the other thing, too, is, like, I might not be a great writer right now, but that doesn't mean I can't get better.
You're still a great writer.
However, like, when I started making pizzas, I wasn't the best. But I do.
Because you're a rookie.
Exactly. I do genuinely feel.
You gotta get used to the
league. Over that year of time, that might be, like, the best I've ever been at something so far.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think that was, like, my
greatest skill. How many pizzas do you think you made in a day? What was your record?
My record?
Here's a call to all fast food restaurants. Okay. Start keeping track of the stats for your employees.
Please do,
would that be?
That would, yeah.
You come in, you get hired at 16 years old. The record is held by some 19-year-old who started there at 16. Yo, see, you can break records, right? Youngest ever to come in.
Youngest ever.
Right? You keep track of how many, I don't know, hamburgers you sell in 1 hour. That's a record. How many fries you cooked up in one hour,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They keep track of all these stats like the NBA does.
Yeah.
Then you could get traded across town. They'll give you a bonus, though.
My guy's averaging 6 more burgers per hour than your guy.
Dude,
I don't want to trade
him. Yeah, that's awesome.
Like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is like, I'm not just going to, like, gas myself up too much and be like, oh, I'm great at this and I'm great at this and I'm great at this. But I do genuinely think, like, one thing that I'm not really going to waver on is my pizza making ability and all the other stuff that we did there. Like, you could argue that I'm not great at basketball and I'd probably end up siding with you. But if you try to tell me that I wasn't the best at that, I'm not. like gonna waver at all. Like I'm gonna say like, no, I was the best. Like, and I that believe you. And that includes that
tasting includes, the pizza maker master.
And that includes like, you know, different like managers and stuff like that. Like listen, I'm not trying to crap on anybody individually, but we had some subpar performers. I gotta be completely honest. Yeah,
that's why they rode the bench.
Facts. And but listen, all I'm gonna say is, I mean, you know, we weren't crazy busy. We weren't pulling in like $10,000 a day or nothing like that. But
if you did,
like our
Hall
versions,
of Fame right there. Put a picture up in the restaurant.
Like our versions of like the Friday Night Rush or the Saturday Night Rush or stuff like that. Like the first time I ever had to do a Friday Night Rush by myself. Which, by the way,
what a performance! That's on SportsCenter right now.
You can right? Watch it which, by the way, like probably should not have happened. At least not that soon. I think I handled it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I knocked it out of the park or nothing like that. Like I had a couple of orders that maybe took a little bit longer than they mm-hmm. should have or stuff like that.
How stressful was it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank super, you for answering.
Super. No.
Like, I just never wanted to work in food because the constant.
Well, and like the fact that like that's what it is. The fact that it is food and it's like people's specific orders. Yeah. Like it's not like.
Have you ever played like Papa some, Pizzeria?
It's not like some store. Games. Yes. It's not like.
That stresses me out when I was a
exactly.
kid.
It's not like some store where like every like you go and pick out the stuff you want and then you take it up to the register. Like you go up there and you're like, yo, make me this. And then I'm like, all right, bet. Like I'll go do it. You know what I mean? And so I think, you know, there's a lot of pressure in terms of making it right and making it good. And
the pizza breakdown here.
Especially, sure. like, it's just hot. Like, it's just always hot. And
yeah,
it's hard not to get a little too sweaty. I got to be honest.
Yeah, back sweat. Kind
of. Like, yeah, it's hot and you're tired and you're, like, trying to whip up food as fast as you can. And you're trying to make it as good as you can. But also, because you want to be careful enough to where, like, you do it right. But you can't be too careful because then it's going to take up too much time.
Right.
And stuff like that. So it just kind of depends on what you're valuing those situations. But, I don't remember my point, but
Taysom
might be the best.
Don't challenge him in a pizza making contest.
No, don't.
You'll get creamed.
In fact, Random Talk exclusive YouTube content, we're going to do a pizza making challenge. Just kidding. But maybe.
That would be epic.
That would be kind of epic.
Who has the best pizza skills? That's cool though.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun just because it's fun to do stuff that you're good at. But yeah,
I just always thought that like fast food restaurants or anything.
It was stressful for sure. To, like, it was stressful.
And they need to like keep stats. You got a little like point maker up on the counter up there. And it's just like, who's the best? You're always competing. That's why you get pumped for your job because then you get bonus at the end.
Yeah.
Get in the Hall of Fame
get a little
or something.
Raise. Yeah.
There we go, man.
Max contract.
Yeah. 5-year minimum max contract.
People get paid and they start to act funny. That's why I need max contract money.
Bars.
Facts, honey.
He's like,
what's that say?
I was going for the applause one, but that was cheering instead.
There we go.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That's the pizza breakdown.
I'll be here all night. you can cut that out if you want. It's not important. But, next order of business. Yeah, my week. 2 years ago, I worked at a pizza place. but no, I
just working this week.
Yeah,
right?
just working, trying to be good at my job. Not that good. It's listen. If I'm ever as good at my job now as I was then, I mean,
bro, the business will be popping.
Yeah, like we might be like the greatest store
in that area.
In
the world.
Yeah, and there's a Target right next to it. So
it's Target superstore.
We're gonna outsell Target if I'm as good as I was. I'm past my prime though. So we'll see.
Yeah, he's on the down.
I'm kind of washed. Not gonna lie, I'm kind of washed. Completely
cool,
different
man.
Job, but whatever.
I have just a couple more things written down.
Okay, for sure. Weeks. Fire them off, man.
I'll get to this later, but
is it really a Random Talk episode if Taysom doesn't ramble for 10 minutes about something nobody cares about?
Hey, I care about it.
Thank you.
Think it's so
I appreciate
awesome.
It. Good I appreciate
stories.
You.
So this last week I was working again as a counselor and got this week, interesting week.
Yeah.
Interesting week for me and the boys.
Okay.
And the
okay.
boys, my adopted kids that I
my
take care of.
Sons. Your Chads, bro.
My dude. Not to be mean, but like what's they were Chads.
What's a flock of Chads called?
I mean, I'm talking, they were 16, 17-year-old tennis kids. Okay. So first I'm thinking, oh, they'll be chill because they're tennis guys, right?
Listen.
I don't know about if you noticed this. tennis guys.
Tennis guys.
They're cool.
Bro.
They're chill. But like, there's just something about them. There's a different level of
pride. I've met some cool tennis guys. I've met some cool tennis people for sure. But the kids in that picture you sent me. Nah, bro.
No,
I'm good.
Wait until you see the TikToks.
And just for transparency, Matthew does not take pictures of the kids. They took a picture of themselves and sent it to him. That doesn't
it wouldn't
sound
be bad
better.
If I do him, but yeah. Anyway, so for those of you who don't know, I'm a counselor, so I have these kids for a whole week.
Yeah.
At BYU sports camps. Okay, got that out of the way. Anyways, Monday night, every night there's an activity.
Yeah.
So Monday night, you have these fill games, which is just like nine square, spike ball, just this activity, right?
Okay.
But it got canceled because of the rain. So now we have, so basically here's just the schedule is like they end practice at 4.
Yeah.
And then I have them for the rest of the night.
Okay.
And some sports have like evening practice, so they send them back off to practice, but tennis is not. So I'm spending extra time with these guys every night.
Okay.
But part of these, the nighttime activities is about an hour and a half of the day or the night before you go to bed.
Okay.
And so I was really relying on field games to work out.
Yeah,
rain, it got canceled. So now I have to spend like from 4 to 10, like we had to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we go across the – there's certain spots you can go on campus that they allow you to go to.
Okay.
And one of the spots is Swig. You know, but it's always popping off because everyone wants to go.
Because it's
there.
Like one of the two places you can go.
So
yeah.
we go from playing volleyball to back inside, and it starts to rain because we go inside because it's raining and thundering and stuff.
Okay.
And then they're like, no, let's just go back, go get some drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine. So we start walking out, and it starts pouring rain. So now we're walking across the street, like, you know, down the dorms, across the street to Swig. The lane's packed. It's huge. Yeah, everyone's
of
there.
Of course.
And the front building, the doors are on the side. And you could just see all the kids wanting drinks and stuff.
Right.
And I go around the building to see how long the line is. And I come back, and the window's shattered at Swig. Not really shattered. It's just like the circle, the window broke. And I come back, I'm like, yo, guys, the line's pretty... What happened here? And one of my kids like, yo, sorry, I was just leaning back and it broke. So now I got to deal. His arm's cut. Now I got to deal with this. There's a broken window at Swig.
Yeah.
And there's other counselors there that like are over the counselors, and they kind of got mad. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like that was, and they just sent us back. They were so pissed.
Yeah.
So we go back. That happened Monday night. Just wild stories about this. They were a great group of kids. Shout out to you guys if you ever find this podcast.
Chats.
Love you guys. There was a chat actually. Think of your typical TikTok guys. That's who they are. They play tennis. So the rules are you can't really sneak out.
Okay.
Right during nighttime. Right. Because we have to sleep over, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like not together, but we had to sleep in the dorms.
Oh.
And so like I never have really a chance to come home. So that's why I'm there all week. And like we're supposed to stay outside in the hallway about 15, 20 minutes after they all go to bed.
Yeah.
So they say they go to bed. So this is Thursday night and I'm exhausted.
Right.
In the morning at 1 o'clock, we check them out. I get to go home.
Yeah.
But of course, it's last night. What do you do, Tayson? You run away.
You sneak out.
So,
for sure.
So you kind of expect it. There's nothing you can do about it. You want to sleep.
Right.
It's like, so I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I go to bed. And then apparently, this is what they sent to me after we checked them out. I'm driving home, and they sent me this in the group chat. Apparently, these guys, just in one dorm,
mm-hmm.
A group of four guys, apparently snuck out, which... people do all the time, but people, they snuck out, they go all the way across campus to the Denny's at 2 a.m.
Okay.
They apparently planned this
with
another group of girls, which is
in that picture.
And I was a little curious.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Just shenanigans.
Yeah. Just, and they were just like, they were crazy.
Yeah.
But they were good when we were together and they were following instructions. It was just like, when you're on your own, sneak exactly. out. Yeah, so yeah, I had to deal yeah. with that. That was my week.
Typical backstabbers.
Going to Denny's at 2 a.m. in the morning. What the heck? What the heck?
I mean, if you're going to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Also, Denny's this is a good spot for that. I want to bring this up as well.
Not that I endorse sneaking out of your sports camp.
No. Dude, go to bed. I don't know why you're not tired.
Yeah,
you
just
play
go,
tennis all
literally
day.
Go to bed. Yeah.
Go to bed. So, Tayson, if you're ever there, go to bed, man.
Go to bed. I will.
Okay,
I will.
But
I don't like Denny's.
So the reason I set that all up and tell a story is this is kind of, you know, I'm a people pleaser. I feel like, right? It's not as kind of awkward.
What?
Well, I know.
I never knew
crazy.
That about you.
That's crazy. So crazy. But this was like, I had to write this down because it was like. Typical.
You know, I was thinking, I don't know if you have a story that includes this, but if you have a story that like involves female dialogue, just be like.
And then she said this. That would be.
That would be epic.
Okay, so part of this free time in the evening, we go to the creamery.
Okay.
Okay, so we're walking down the creamery. We get there. Everyone's get their ice cream. We're
going to
sit
word.
In this. The seats are really small, pushed together, and they some are sitting on booth seats, some are sitting at this table. I'm just throwing out.
Check us out on YouTube to see Matthew's diagram of the creamery.
And there's this one like soda, you know, the soda things where you just
push on the
screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's one of that. It's not really working that well.
Okay.
And so it's kind of taking a while. So I just want water. I didn't get it. I just need water.
Yeah.
And then this other guy is filling up like 3 cups at a time of water.
Naturally.
But like he leaves one, so he goes and he leaves one like on the tray.
Was it hot water?
Hot sugar water?
Did they have sugar nearby?
No, it's just water.
Hot sugar water.
And so I'm like, oh, do I go like, do I wait for him to come back and get his? Because it's on the tray, like right.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sorry if I'm not painting this picture well enough. But so I wait a little bit, but there's a big line behind me. So it's like, go get your water, right? That they're yelling.
They, yeah, they're all like, go!
Go, loser!
Honking their horns.
This guy. Yeah. And so I start to like, you know, press my cup to get some water. And so the guy comes, and right when I'm finished, he grabs his cup off the tray and he walks. So I'm following him. So he kind of like turns around. And as he's turning around to like go to his table, he spills it. Like most of it. And so half of his water lands directly on this family's table, like right there. Right on this. It was an empty seat, though, because, like, one of the girls just got up and left, and it would have landed right on her. It was hilarious. And so, but he doesn't do anything about it. He goes and sits with his friends, and I'm right behind him because I just finished my cup. So people pleaser Matthew, I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Like, it was me.
You took the fall, bro? Listen.
Isn't that such something I would do?
Listen, Matthew is a great person and I adore him very much. However, there have been a couple of times throughout our friendship where he just, and like, I get the people pleaser thing. I'm the same way, right?
Dude, he didn't even come back and say sorry or clean it up. And so it was like, now they're looking up at him.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, whose water is this? He doesn't say anything. So now the eyes go on me.
Yeah. It's like,
so I'm like, I gotta speak up. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Even though my water doesn't have any, like, you know.
Yeah, you're just like.
I'm just like with my.
Exactly.
Just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where did the other water come from?
Yeah.
I don't know. And so I just take a napkin, like their only napkin. Because I like, this is like a stressful moment, you know. And they have like, you know, the fry basket.
It's empty.
There's a napkin there. And I'm looking around. I'm like, hopefully they didn't use this already.
Gotta think on your feet a little bit.
Yeah. So it's just a flat like napkin that hasn't been used.
Yeah.
And I grab it and I just start like wiping up this empty seat.
Yeah,
and the mom's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry, seriously, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I'm sorry. Please don't yell at me. I go with my kids and break glass and sneak out.
Chats.
So,
yeah,
I just thought you would probably laugh at that.
No,
story.
I
like
it is funny. It is funny, and I gotta be honest. I'm not gonna sit here and say that I wouldn't have done the same thing because really I don't know because I haven't been in that situation. But there's just been a couple of times.
But isn't that just something I would do? Like,
oh, for sure, and that's kind of what I'm saying is like.
That's Hope Arts.
It's like, Matthew's great, right? But there's been a couple of times, especially recently, where the people pleaser in him just takes over just a little bit. Just
and maybe it's not like fully
not even too much. Not even that it's too much. It's just in the wrong situations. So like the fact that it's there at all in these situations, you know what I mean? And so I was just gonna say, like, you know, we had a we talked about it enough, so we're not gonna get into it. But, you know, we had a situation where we were messaging somebody on the Random Talk Instagram account.
We already told this story.
Yeah, I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, it's a couple episodes ago.
Vague details. So, I mean, if you want to go check it out, you can. But anyways, at Random Talk Podcast on Instagram, we were messaging somebody who had messaged us, and, you know, since, like, we weren't together or anything, so, like, you know.
But we both have access.
But we're both logged into it, yeah, like, on our phones. And so
we're the CEOs of this podcast.
Facts. And so
social media managers.
Exactly. And so, you know, somebody had like messaged us and like, and we were like, oh, like, what should we say or whatever, you know? And so I took it upon myself, you know, like, I am definitely a people pleaser, but I also don't tolerate BS, right? And so, like, just straight up, like, I'm not even trying to be like disrespectful to anybody. Like, I'm just saying, like, you're not going to get me with that, right? And so I kind of took an approach that I don't think it was very mean. I don't think it wasn't mean spirited. Like I wasn't trying to be.
But it was very direct.
I wasn't trying to be a butthole, but it was very direct and it was very like cutthroat in a way. And so I took that approach, and then it wasn't received super well,
especially over social media.
Exactly.
This is not especially because
like you know, on text, you know, you send it interpreting it one way, but then you send it and then they interpret it a completely different way, right? And so, you know, it didn't go over very well, and they responded kind of like they had been like offended or hurt or attacked or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool, play the victim. Anyways, and so Matthew felt bad.
Dude, I felt right? so and bad. It was awkward.
And Matthew's people pleaser takes over, and he goes and responds, he's like, oh, sorry, didn't mean it, didn't know, whatever. We're just like playing, whatever. And I'm just like, man, I really wanted to just go at him that one time. I just wanted to call him out, bro. Because I felt like I knew what they were doing, right? For sure. But I just mean like,
let's not compare here.
But what I'm saying though is like you can clean up somebody else's mess for sure. But the fact that like he was just like right there and walked away, the fact that you took the fall for, like, you could have been like, what's that guy doing? And then cleaned it up. You know what I mean? You didn't have to be like, oh, my bad, I didn't mean to do that.
But that's totally something I would do. And I think it's better.
It is. It's okay.
If there's more stories, we'll start a segment called People Pleaser Moment of the Week. And embarrass myself.
This is a very people-pleasing pod, by the way. But yeah, no, I definitely have those kind of moments too. Like,
my knee pits are sweaty. I'm going to air them off. You talk.
Yeah, no, I've had my fair share of moments where maybe I, you know, let that side of me take a little bit too much of the fall for something or whatever. And so, like, I understand it completely. You know, I'm not saying like, why are you so empathetic? You know, because it's a good trait to have, basically. But, you know, I don't want to say like I was having fun, because I wasn't doing it to like, you know, make a joke out of it. But I was just like. I felt like, you know, they were trying to do something and I didn't appreciate it. So I was trying to call them out. But listen, it's over and it's in the past, and we don't speak to that account anymore. So it's all good. We did not do that, but they probably blocked us.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my story, my week. Besides that, 45 minutes later into the episode, I've been off Instagram this week.
Mm-hmm.
All social media platforms.
And listen, you're not missing anything. I went and checked out this podcast called the Jet Cap Podcast, and it sucked. So don't listen to that podcast. Anyways, okay.
Yeah, and I think I'm gonna be off next week as well.
Okay.
So I'm doubling up.
You're potentially gonna be missing some pretty cool stuff.
But it's like,
I mean memes.
Yeah, it's harder when you're at home with nothing else to do compared to at work where you're busy.
Exactly. Dude, yeah.
And no, so I'm really struggling right now.
Because like, I'll go to work and it's like, it's just like really easy to not be on my phone because it's my job to not be on my phone. But it's part of my job. And so like that. But like, if I was just like at home all day, I don't know if I could be off my phone for
the worst part, though. Like, you know, a couple of days you might get used to it. But
yeah.
The worst part, though, is like when you're in a group of people and you're just all on your phones?
Yeah, you're just like,
where do I go? The weather app? Yes, yes,
there,
I do.
Sitting there twiddling.
Dude, you had a great idea. You're like, what if the weather app has like interactive games?
Right?
That would be so fun. Like, guess the weather in New Jersey.
That'd be great.
A little quiz
for the kids that
are off social media and need to something
for
to
the
do.
Kids that actually use the weather app. Which, by the way, I will say, there's been. Like, if you were to look at my screen time stats, my weather app stocks right now are...
Oh!
They're trending upwards. That's all I got to say. And really, it's not even because I'm that curious about the weather. It's just kind of like because it's become somewhat of a joke. So, like...
Dude, it's, now it's my just, go-to now app. It's,
exactly. See, but now
app.
Now that it's become like a joke, like, like it's just on my brain more than usual, you know? So, like, it's higher up in terms of default options. So...
Yeah.
I am a little bit more knowledgeable about the weather than I have been in my past.
I've actually put it where my Instagram used to be. Like my app. So,
just
weather.
It's just instinct.
67 degrees. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go on Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, weather.
It's hot outside. Yeah.
That's one thing if you're trying to get off social media. Move
also,
your ass around.
By the way, it is so hot.
Dude.
It has been so hot.
Yeah.
Somebody.
That's why we're inside
like,
today.
I don't know if there's like... some really big cloud out there like floating around in space, but if it could just like come over Earth for a minute and just like rain for like 2 days,
bro, it has
so we could like cool down,
but it stops every 20 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. Like I went outside yesterday, like the first time I left my house, which is like weird to say, but like because I didn't no it was after I came home from work after I came home from work the first time I went outside. It was like, it was windy. It was starting to rain. I was like, okay, so like, let me like go put a hoodie on. You know what I mean? Like I'm, you know, cause I'm like going to dinner or something. And so I go inside, I go put my hoodie on and got my pants on like normal. I didn't have my pants on before. But anyways, and so I go back outside. The rain is gone. The wind is basically gone. The sun is out. Like, and it's like hot. I go out there
degrees.
And I'm like sweating before I even get to the car. And I'm like, now I feel like I got to go back in and change again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't, which ended up being a mistake because I got really hot. But it's okay.
Yeah. It's hot. Weather be better this week. Weather be better.
Let's get some better weather, please.
Facts.
Can't wait for that sweater weather. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of pumped for fall time. I have one more thing written down. I don't know if we want to end it right here. We could talk about it later because it's kind of like a segment. But
okay.
It's,
well, let's just try it. See what happens.
I'll go really fast.
If it flops, we can cut it out.
We'll try not. I'll try not to like explain on it. I just thought because of like basically our vacation up there, up north to those cities.
Yeah.
This in week one
for the drum corps.
Yeah, was just like we're gonna do everything that we don't usually do. So like Lagoon and like all these other places we had on this pass.
Okay.
And so we're just gonna knock off like everything.
Yeah.
Because like you can only use a pass like once a year.
Okay.
All these activities.
So you might as well basically.
Yeah. So that's what we do, and just to get out of the house, quick vacation, right? With your hot sugar water.
Quick vacay.
Quick vacay. And I came up. I think it's five. So maybe the top five. But
okay.
Things I wouldn't mind ever experiencing again.
Ooh.
Okay. This could get a hot take. This
okay.
is a hot take top five.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
Okay.
See, but Matthew's hot takes are kind of weird because I was rewatching.
That is facts.
I was rewatching an old episode. The first time that Isaac was on the show.
And where you can. Where
and
can you
which
find
is
that
hilarious because we all three were like pretty timid
on YouTube.com.
Like if you compared like that episode to the most recent time it was the three of us, it's hilarious the difference.
It is. Well, Isaac was new.
For sure.
He was making his debut.
But anyways,
we all you haven't seen Isaac in a while.
Listen, it's all good. But anyways, I was watching that and one of Matthew, we weren't even doing the hot take segment. It was just like I got you. It was just like sorry, I'm losing my words. But Matthew just like randomly was like, so what happened was, I'm going to explain it. Sorry. What happened was, Isaac and I were talking about how we both missed our long hair because we'd both grown our hair out like the previous year and then we'd both cut it pretty short. And then Matthew was like, hot take, I think short hair looks better on boys. And I was like, see, but, and that's fine to have that opinion. But what I'm saying is, though, is like, who is that a hot take for? Like, I feel like the majority of the world is going to be like, yeah, that's reasonable. You know, like, hot take? I think, you know, what? Like,
I think pizza's the best food ever.
Exactly. Hot take, pepperoni is good on pizza. Like, you know? Like, that was the mildest hot. Like, think about the, like, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like,
hot take, LeBron like, James, Michael Jordan, greatest of all time.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good, you know? Like, it was just, it was the coldest hot take ever.
That is true.
Like, it wasn't a...
Sometimes when I just want to say my opinion, I add the words hot take.
Yeah, but it wasn't at all. It wasn't at all.
I'm learning. I'm getting better.
It was cold. But so this, anyways...
I think this is your hot take.
So what I'm saying, though, is like, if these hot takes are not hot, I'm going to let you know.
Well, I'm not saying... I'm just saying I wouldn't mind experiencing these again.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe not hot takes. Anyways.
Okay.
We'll try to make this fast. Amusement parks, number one.
Okay.
So roller coaster rides.
I feel like that... I'm talking about like... Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to go there again for the rest of my life.
I'm talking... Okay, so what I'll say is that's probably a hot take for a lot of people, but not for me because I feel the same.
Right.
Because I don't... Yeah,
okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so amusement parks... I wouldn't mind never ever stepping in one of those again. Okay.
Same.
A long kind of same thing, same area. Water parks.
Same.
And you're thinking, what is water? It's fun. First of all, it's like slides and you have to wait in lines. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're like
everybody's naked. It's like weird.
What kind of water parks are you going to?
Sorry, everybody's like half naked or okay. something or yeah. whatever.
So water parks, I wouldn't mind going ever again.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting.
So, basically, everything you did on this trip, you're like, I wouldn't mind if I never did this.
Well, no, we didn't go to water parks. It was just...
Okay.
It just made me think of this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't never mind.
You wouldn't mind never
right, okay,
doing this again.
Sorry.
No, you're gosh. Good. You're good, man. No
I
worries.
I suck at talking on this show.
It's okay. It's only a podcast. It's not that important.
Yeah. What did your aunt or something call it? You're like, you're still doing that talk show? Who was that you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you told me a story. You're like, my relative or my friend asked me if I was still doing the talk show.
Oh, no. My sister was like, Jason, like, do you like podcasts? Like, this was like just a couple of weeks ago. Like, in terms of like, I've already had a podcast for 2 years at this point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I do it every week. And she's like, because we're in the car together and like, you know. I'm in the back seat. She's driving. Somebody's in the shotgun or whatever. And so she just like kind of makes eye contact with me in the rearview mirror. Shout out to rearview, by the way. You don't know what that is yet.
Just shout out.
But anyways.
Hot take. It's
so
great.
So she just like looks up at me. She's like, hey, Jason. I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you like podcasts? And I was like.
What kind of question is that?
I was like, did you also ask LeBron James if he likes basketball? Like,
yeah.
Not that I'm that good. I just love it that much because I do it because it's what I do. Because
yeah.
And anyways. Then-
called it a
that's what it was
something.
That's what it was yeah
okay anyways
talk
movie theaters
same
I would like if I
just
didn't
don't like
have to watch
large
a movie,
public venues you know what I mean
what's I mean there's a nostalgic feeling towards it right it's you know you got the popcorn you got big screen
but I also didn't even like
let's just watch in our
I
sofa.
Also didn't even like
okay.
movie theaters back then though so it's
exactly
like, it's like bad nostalgia
dude we are on the same page right now this is awesome. So, like, if someone's like, hey, you want to go see a new movie with me?
Nah.
I'm like, nah. Because I have to, right?
I'll wait for it to come out on a
DVD.
Streaming service. Yeah, exactly.
Redbox.
We'll go hit up Redbox and watch it at my place.
Okay. Golfing.
Golfing.
I wouldn't mind going golfing ever again.
Same.
So, screw that. And it's just, like, I literally don't care for it.
Shout out to Matthew's dad. Shout out to Matthew being on the golf team.
That's part of the experience. It's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, and switch back to time. Trampoline parks.
Same.
So, dude.
Great
hot take. So, I
great
just,
list.
I don't know. I just don't like the big people, like lots of people, sweaty, and I'm not good. If I was like a park chorist. Is that a term? I don't know.
I want to be a parkourist.
Yeah, like, you know, did trampoline tricks. Yeah. That would be so fun to me.
Yeah.
But just like walking and like jumping in a foam pit. Oh, the foam pits, dude.
And then you got to get out and it takes
and
you
20
minutes.
Your sock falls off.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy new socks.
Exactly.
They force you to.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Anyways.
Anyways.
We're going to end this recording. Or it's going to end itself.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're still rolling. I'm sure. Cool.
Okay, so that was just my list of things like I really don't want to do ever again, and I wouldn't mind if I ever do it again.
Yeah.
I would not do it again.
Yeah. I don't know if I said that right. I wouldn't mind if I never did that again.
Yep.
I feel the same way. Theme parks.
Not fun.
Amusement parks, overrated. Dude,
it's like 10
water parks, mid. Golf,
10-year-old me would love
mid.
It. But I'm just...
Yeah. But you're not 10.
I'm not 10 anymore.
Yeah.
I'm 19.
That, like, and you just learned that like 20 minutes ago on this podcast.
I know. Well, I'm used to just telling people.
Well, I mean,
I have a lot of interactions with people. But how old are you? Like,
you've been saying it for like a whole year of your life.
It's like when you write the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you switch. Been
there.
Anyways. Been there, done that. This has been episode. Oh, gave the date.
Are we? Yeah, I was going to say, what are we doing?
This has been the episode not done yet.
This has been the episode up until this point. Thanks for listening.
Yay, the day before we end here. Jason, do you have something that you're just so grateful? That, like, it just burns your bosoms with happiness. Wow. I was not thinking of saying that sentence.
It didn't even register for a second. Like, if you watch this on YouTube, my face was like...
He's like, yeah, it makes sense.
But then it, like, clicked, and I was like...
The burning of the bosoms.
Dude, what makes my bosoms burn? Let's change the segment name after 3 seasons. Let's change the Yay of the Day to... Bosom burns. What burns my bosoms? Dude, my hands are like still stingy from that clap, bro.
Really?
I just realized, like, it kind of hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. I really went for it. I was like,
yeah, you did.
Sparkle, like,
electricity.
Hot sugar water.
That's my yay today. Hot sugar water.
That's the name of the episode.
Coffee at 11:30 p.m. Facts. My yay of the day today and every day. Is going to be setting and planning out achievable goals.
Ayo.
Yeah, because I think, listen, I thought you would kind of like make fun of me because it sounds kind of stupid the way I said
dude,
it, but.
Dude, I
well,
love
just
because
like a couple of times I've been like, when people, da da da, and you're just like, yeah.
Very
like,
specific things.
Yeah,
that
stuff like that. Stuff like
totally
that.
Tasty.
Instead of like,
paper clips.
But it's real, though.
I am grateful that paper clips do burn my bosom, but not as much as setting and achieving goals.
Paper clips do burn. If that's just not on the highlight reel, the
dude,
the
no context, no context,
video
no
the,
context.
Beginning of the episode. I don't know what will.
But yeah,
I will eventually. Because
I think, you know, I mean, it's important to kind of keep your goals in focus and, you know, keep them in perspective as, you know, relative to where you are in life now versus, you know, where you're going to be when you achieve that goal. And it's when, not if, by the way. When you achieve your goals, not if. Okay. Anyways, you know, it's just something I've been thinking about a lot lately over the past, like, 70 days, give or take.
Wow.
rough estimate. I've just been, like, really kind of cracking down on, like, you know, just kind of what I want to do and where I want to be and who I want to be for that matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm just trying to set some achievable goals, you know, little by little. And then all of a sudden, boom, look at that. Your whole life's turned around just because you set like a couple of different goals and you achieved them.
I love it, man.
So shout out to that.
Setting.
And hey, if you're out there and you're kind of like not really, you're just kind of floating, just little by little, just make a goal for today and then do tomorrow and then. You know,
that's the beauty of it.
Step by step.
Look at us. You know?
Brick by brick, as they say. That's how you build houses. Bosom by bosom. That's how you build a chest.
Yeah.
Bosoms. Yeah. Breasts.
Okay.
Shout out to bosoms. That's my yay of the day. What burns my bosoms? Bosoms.
I'm going to go with my journal.
Okay. Okay.
Journaling.
Okay.
Journaling
I like
general.
That.
That was hard for
like
me to
that.
Say. I said it though.
Crushed journaling
in general.
Journaling in general. General
I
journaling
it to all of you guys.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fun.
For sure. For sure.
Just write about your hard days, your good days, your memories.
Yeah.
There's no hurt in it.
Your
too.
Middays.
Your middays.
Yeah. You can write about it at midday.
Facts.
12 p.m. I don't know.
So, anyways, I recommend it. It's great for the future as well.
Yeah.
Your future self, your future prosperity, posterity.
This is yeah, God, exactly.
Guys,
I think journaling as a general concept is like really cool and like this is kind of a journal for us, you know, like this podcast.
Well, that's the thing. Like
it's like a video.
It doesn't
audio
have
journal.
To be like pencil to paper.
Yeah, exactly. Just like
any just way find you're, something.
You're keeping track of time, keeping track of memories,
exactly.
Keeping track
I love
of your,
it, man.
Keeping track of your life.
I'm a collector.
Your days,
of
your
memories.
Memories.
So I love to collect them in my journal. So yeah. Anyways,
for sure.
Can we get a? This such sounds like a kids show, dude. Like
this is a children's podcast yeah. For sure.
It's just like she
you
found
we were
it.
Improv. Yay! No, it's children's podcast.
Anyways, thanks.
Hey,
for...
kids.
Uncle Suey's
imagine
coming.
Imagine a child yeah. being like, "Hey, will you turn on my favorite podcast and just listen
that'll be our
to
goal.
It?"
Okay, we're trying to reach all the children,
all
everywhere.
Ages.
This will be on PBS Kids by the end of the year. That's our goal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Set some goals.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Anyways,
episode
yeah.
13.
I guess this is it. Unless you know you have more bullet points.
No,
you need to check off.
For later. Right. For later.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us here for season 3, episode 13 of the Ram Talk podcast. My name is Jason. That's Matthew. We really appreciate you being here and for listening to our show.
Thanks for listening. If you did all the way through our week, our stories, our pizza.
If you made it through this episode, man, you are a trooper. Yeah, you are an absolute soldier, and we love you. But yeah, be sure to go check us out on Instagram if you haven't for some exclusive content.
Or Jason will be the ones posting those.
At Random Talk Podcast. Be sure to go check us out on TikTok at Random Talk Pod for some exclusive content over there as well. Basically, it depends. Like YouTube, there's some exclusive stuff.
Well, YouTube, you get some bloopers at the end.
Yeah. And some special cases like the Danish on the Death Star episode, right. You know.
Well, in the very first one, season 3, episode 1.
Yeah.
A lot of different scenes.
So just depending on where you check us out.
We also got copyright claimed on both of those. Facts. So.
And so basically wherever you want to check us out, you will be rewarded for it because you'll get some exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, so anyways, thanks for checking us out over there and here and everywhere that you do. I think
shout out to my tennis kids.
Shout out to
were great.
Shout out to those Chads, bro, for leaning on glass, bro. That doesn't even sound smart. But anyways, I have nothing against those kids. I'm never going to meet any of them. but anyways, that's it.
All right,
thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Be nice to people, be nice to yourself, and we will see you very soon.
Peace.
Have a good life.
Gosh.
Mic drop.